SOP 208, is your podcast blocked by Google?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Welcome aboard to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to start a podcast, that's a great place to go. If you'd like to contact me, it's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments courtesy of podcast voicemail. That's 888-563-3228. Well, as I have mentioned in the past, the easiest way to get a podcast up and running is to basically use WordPress. It's a free software. And this way, when you update your website, you update your RSS feed automatically, which updates your iTunes, which updates blah, blah, blah. The days when I first started podcasting, way back in 2005, I actually updated my website via Dreamweaver, and then I had another program that I updated my RSS feed. It was a nightmare. So WordPress, you do it all in one spot, and it's just way easier. Now, I'm not sure if this has always been the case. You have to excuse me, I'm a little bit stuffed up. We're getting snowed in here in Ohio. It's lovely. But as I've set up a few new podcasts this week, I've noticed that the default setting under privacy is to have your website visible to the public but blocked by search engines. Now, obviously, you want to set this so that search engines can find your website. And if you want to check this, go into your WordPress, go under settings, and go under privacy in WordPress. And like I said, I set up a couple new blogs, and normally I don't even look at that because I swear in the past it was just kind of automatic, and now they have this thing like, yes, let me be seen by, because I was looking at a new website I put up and wasn't getting any traffic. I'm like, what the heck? And it had a lot of content on it. So when I just happened to stumble across that, I'm like, then I went back and looked at another WordPress installation I'd recently put up, and that had that set. So it might be a default setting. Now, if you're new to WordPress and if you're looking for a web host, you say, well, how do I install WordPress? Look for a web host that has a thing called Fantastico. I use a website called HostGator. That's where the School of Podcasting is hosted on. You can install WordPress in about 7 clicks. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting, that will take you right over to HostGator. But check and see. Your blog might be blocked from search engines. Now, in the past, I've talked about different styles of recording and producing a podcast. One is to record the voices first and mix it in with the music, which is basically how I do this podcast. I'm recording this now into a portable recorder, which I will then throw that file into my desktop, which is really, really noisy, which is why I turn it off while I record. And I'll throw it in, my case, I'll use Mixcraft. A lot of you use Audacity. Some of you use Sony Music Studio. And I'll throw in my intro and everything else. This gives you exact control over volumes, over fade-ins and outs. The bad news is, and it's not really that huge of a bad news, but you have to compile. So once I get this file into my computer, move the music around it, I then say, okay, now turn this into an MP3. Now, for this podcast, being my my computer's old, and B, these are usually about 15 minutes long, it takes maybe 5 minutes. So it's not a huge deal. Now, the other way, though, to record is what I call live podcasting, where you mix in your intro music and any sound effects and transitions and things like that as you go. The bad news is if you mess up on your volume settings, or if you have your dog bark, or your computer, you know, puts out a noise that, hey, your software's installed, you either leave that in, or in some cases you have to go back and basically start from the beginning. In some cases, you can go back and edit it out. If you're going to plan on that, I would be recording and saving it as a WAV file, not as an MP3 file. But the good thing is, when you're done, you're done. You basically tag it and upload it. For this, I use a program called Pod Producer. When I first started recording podcasts, I used this, and I switched to this format where I mix things in later because I'm a bit of a control freak. Well, apparently, as I get old, I'm becoming less and less of a control freak. So I wanted to record podcasts on my lunch at my job using my laptop. And Tim Dewey from the Sled Dog Podcast at sleddogpodcast.com told me a while ago that manufacturers of laptops had been pressured basically by the recording industry to take out the ability to record what's known as the wave out mix. I like wave out mix. Well, in normal English, that means whatever you hear coming out of your speakers, you used to be able to record. So in theory, I could go to Pandora.com, which is a great website. It's an internet streaming radio, and I could record songs off the radio, much like I used to do back in the 80s with a cassette tape. If I heard a song on the radio and I liked it, I hit record. Well, the RIAA, which is the same people that sues people for illegal downloads, pressured manufacturers to do this. So I have a Toshiba laptop here, and it does not have the ability to record a wave-out mix. I can only record from, I believe, a line in and my microphone in, which actually in this case is the same thing on my laptop. So this wave-out mix is what pod producer uses to record. And Pod Producer is basically my favorite live recording software, and I think at this point the only live recording software. Cast Blaster's gone away, and I forget the thing that replaced it, Cast Blaster, but it's a little hard to download and register, so I like Pod Producer, so I'm sticking with it. But in a nutshell, without the ability to record the wave-out mix on a laptop, you can't use Pod Producer. The only option I have now is to basically run Pod Producer on my laptop, plug in my microphone into the microphone inject, because that's the only thing that's there, and you can hear me, and you can hear the music. I just can't record it in Pod Producer. So what do? You send your headphone out mix into a portable recorder like the Zune H2 or the Zune H4 or whatever portable recorder you have. Then, just like I do now, I transfer that file via a little SD card back to my computer, where I would then tag it, throw in my picture into my ID3 tags, and upload it. And as the whole idea of this was to be able to podcast faster, yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose now, doesn't it? If I'm going to have to transfer the file anyway, I might as well just record it directly into my recorder, mix in the music where I have that exact precision, because I'm going to spend, 5 minutes moving that in and mixing it down anyway. So I just want to let you know that if you plan on using a laptop as your recording device, you're probably stuck recording the way I'm doing this. I'm recording my voice now, and then you might mix it down in Audacity or Mixcraft or Sony Music Studio, whatever you're using. Don't plan on recording a live podcast with a laptop. Thanks, Tim, for the tip. He actually gave me that a while ago, and I've never really run into that problem because I wasn't using my laptop. But yet another reason to hate the RIAA. And that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. I do have one little thing that I'm doing. It's a test, more or less. As you listen to this, today is February 8th, and that is my 45th birthday. And I'm doing something for the month of February. If you're a listener and you've been enjoying the free podcast, but you're never going to subscribe to the School of Podcasting, here's how you can help support the show. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/birthday. And during the month of February, I'm taking up a collection because basically, in a very long story short, my eyesight is getting really, really bad. And if you know me, I love to read. If you could see right now, I've got 1, 2, 3 bookcases full of books. And I'm even with glasses, I'm having a hard time reading. I need to get new glasses. Long story short, I'm trying to raise money for a Kindle. So if you'd like to say, hey, Dave. Now, this podcast gets about 500 downloads an episode. If everybody chipped in, a buck or $2 or $3, because that the last two people probably aren't. So if you could chime in $3 is your way of saying happy birthday, Dave. Thanks for all the great free content you've delivered over the years. I can get a Kindle. No, I don't want an iPad. Somebody said, hey, you can read anything on an iPad. Those things are huge. You can blow up the text on a Kindle, And then I could continue to read books and report on them here, on marketing, on producing, on starting your podcast, things like that, if you're so inclined. It's an experiment I'm doing here, and we'll see what happens. But again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/birthday. If you are looking to start a podcast, by all means, go to schoolofpodcasting.com. That's another way to support the show. And I want to thank you very much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed.